Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so glad to have you hanging out with us today in our beautiful Liberty University studios. Best university in America right there, folks, Liberty University. And we are so honored with our partnership and relationship with the good folks over at Liberty University. Hope you're doing great today. We've got a lot to go through. We are still not at war yet, which is great news. So the shooting war has not started between Russia and Ukraine. There has been a development across the northern border where Justin Trudeau, the prime minister and acting thespian, has ordered his goon squads to begin taking down the Freedom Convoy. And late last night, we actually have some video that was sent to us showing the leaders of the Freedom Convoy being taken into custody. And they're also going to be cracking down throughout the day there in Ottawa as the stormtroopers, the jackbooted thugs, go in and arrest all of these truckers. You know what's fascinating about this? There was a major attack, really a terrorist attack, on a pipeline in Canada. Trudeau has yet to respond to that. And the reason why is he doesn't care about that. In his estimation, the freedom-loving Canadian truckers are the true domestic terrorists. So we're going to be monitoring that story for you as well throughout the day. I want to start with a crazy story over at ToddStearns.com. And it's at first, I did not believe this story to be true. So as we often do here, whenever something seems a bit incredulous, we will investigate. And sure enough, what I thought to be someone pulling my leg, trying to prank Todd Starnes, turned out to be the God's honest truth. So it turns out that California could become the first nation, the first state in the nation to give your pets civil rights. No, let me say that again. Just so you understand here, the legislation would give little Fluffy, little Spot, little Merlot the same rights and privileges as human beings. California Assemblyman Miguel Santiago has introduced the Dog and Cats Bill of Rights. This is the God's honest truth, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Santiago is a Democrat. He is also a pet owner, and he wants to give pets in his state the same legal rights and protections that human beings have. So he's posted a statement. I've got to read some of this to you. And I'm just curious, do you agree with this? Do you believe that we should be treating dogs and cats on the same level as human beings? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. There's a point to all of this that is relevant to where we are in the culture, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. Again, 844-747-8868. Mr. Santiago says that as the owner of two dogs, I am proud to author the Dog and Cat Bill of Rights to help our furry friends live happier, healthier lives. Our dogs and cats deserve to be loved and cared for, and the Dog and Cat Bill of Rights will help inform potential adopters of the care needed to create a healthy environment for their adopted pets. Now, the legislation would specifically would protect Fluffy and Spot and give them freedom from neglect and abuse, the right to health care, the right to be spayed or neutered. And can I just stop there for a moment? I don't know any pet, I don't know any animal that would willingly want itself to be spayed or neutered. Maybe that's just me, but I can't think of anyone who would. I don't know any cats running out there, you know, and just begging their owner to, you know, take them down to the vet and get the snip snip. I don't know. I may be wrong there. It also allows pets to have access to medical care and access to nutritious food. Now, Grace Baker, you own a dog named Merlot, the
yes,
Dalmatian.
She's my sunshine.
What do you feed your dog?
I feed her high-quality kibble, and I put salmon oil in it.
So what would be like, I mean, what are some, because I don't own a dog, so mm-hmm. I have no idea what they eat, but like milk bone dog food, is that like the little milk bone treats, the doggy treats? Do you give them Oreo cookies?
No.
But you could.
I could.
You could give your dog an Oreo or...
Oh. Yeah.
Something of that nature.
Definitely not Oreos because that could hurt her. But yeah, when I'm cooking, I'll give her like, you know, here's a piece of meat. Here's some veggies.
And I bet the dog is very appreciative.
Oh, she loves it.
But just in your basic observation of Merlot, does Merlot prefer meat or veggies?
Meat, but she'll eat anything. She's one of those dogs that she will literally eat anything. She's not picky.
So as I'm going through all of this, I'm realizing, Grace, that dogs and cats in California will soon have more constitutional rights than unborn babies in California.
Yeah, that's
just think about
up.
That. You had Gavin Newsom, a couple of months ago, saying they wanted to be the abortion, you know, we want the abortion industry. So when you come to California, we want you to come and kill your unborn baby, and then, you know, you can
disgusting.
Recover by poolside.
Disgusting.
I mean, this was, and this is not made up, but this was in the news not too long ago.
I remember.
But it does, Van Jones, who's on CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Oh, thanks, Judge. Always there with a comment. Van Jones, years ago, Grace, before he got plugged into CNN, was actually an advocate. He wanted to allow dogs and cats and pets to sue their owners in court. So he wanted to give civil rights to the animal kingdom at large. But that goes directly against what the good book says, where man has dominion over the animals, which means we're supposed to protect God's creation, and we're supposed to eat God's creation. Tasty animals.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not a vegetarian.
No,
I'll say
it's
that.
In the Bible. I mean, I'm just telling you, this is what the good book says. So anyway, now Mr. Santiago wants to give Merlot. So if let's just say, and you and Merlot, I guarantee you that Merlot loves you.
Yes.
And you guys, and you love Merlot.
Yes.
But what if one day you say to Merlot, oh, you're getting a little too pudgy there, Merlot. You've got to go on a diet. No more kibbles and bits for you. I'm putting you on a salad diet. And Merlot gets upset and sues you.
I don't think she's physically capable of doing that.
Doesn't matter. Under California law, Merlot could do that if this thing becomes law. Merlot, she could have an advocate. A surrogate.
I will say that I sometimes think Merlot's smarter than some humans I meet, but I digress.
I have no doubt about that. No doubt at all. So, Mr. Santiago, I've got to read this quote here, folks. The rights go beyond just food, water, and shelter. Dogs and cats have the right to be respected as sentient beings. So he is now elevating little Merlot to the level of a human being. That's what he's doing. He said they are sentient beings that experience complex feelings that are common among living animals while being unique to each individual. We are thrilled to be codifying this into law.
Yeah, that's a little much for me. I mean, look, do they have feelings and can they feel pain and things? Yes, but they don't have souls.
Well, so. Mr. Santiago would disagree with you. And look, these Democrats are crazy in California. Crazy.
I think it's the juice they drink at the juice bars.
So the question I have, again, you're going to give cats and dogs civil rights.
Yes.
It's not going to be, what about the hamsters? What about the people who live in San Francisco, the gerbils?
People have pet snakes.
A lot of people own gerbils in San Francisco. I don't know why.
What?
That's very odd. What about the lizards? Everybody's going to be demanding, you know.
The Geico lizard.
The Geico. What about the parrots? I mean, he's going to want to unionize. You know, once you give him the right to vote, it's downhill
Birds
from there.
Can talk.
And then the right to vote is just around the corner.
Oh boy!
And you know the Democrats
put your
will
paw
be
print here.
The Democrats will be after every stray wandering the streets in Los Angeles. You say,
there's
what
a lot
is this?
Of them.
You say, Todd, what does this have to do with the state of where we are in America right now? Well, it has a lot to say about it. Because ultimately, we are still turning our back on the values that made this country great in the first place. This idea that we are a Christian nation, that we follow the tenets of the good book, the Holy Bible, that we believe that there is a God, and that we obey the Ten Commandments. These are concepts that are woven into every single one of our founding documents, every single one of them. These are ideas and concepts that are written about in letters written by our founding fathers. So when you go out there, like Mr. Santiago does, and says, you know what, there's no difference, and in his mind, there is no difference between a dog and a cat and a human being. Equal under the law. This is not a new concept. What's new about it is somebody's actually trying to get this codified into law. But these ideas have been out there for a very long time. It's not that they're elevating the cat and the dog. They're dehumanizing people. They're dehumanizing God's creation, male and female. That's what this is really all about. All right, we got to take a break here. We've got so much to talk about in politics. And as it is, sometimes these stories sort of get lost in the pile. And this is a fascinating story. And I want to see how this is all going to play out. But this is disturbing. But this gives you an idea of the mindset of why we have such disregard for human life. The reason we have disregard for human life is because of people like Mr. Santiago, who believes we are no better than a dog or a cat, or if you're in San Francisco, a gerbil. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. We're going to go to the phones, 844-747-8868. You can read the story over on our website, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, America. With the political pressure of the left and the woke mob that is the Democrat Party, our society has ultimately become controlled by the cancel culture elites. Since when have the founders of our Constitution, the American flag, Dr. Seuss, and many other things become anti-American? There's never been a better time in our nation's history to stand up against the woke mob and fight back. And you can do that with this exclusive offer I'm giving to my listeners for a limited time only. Now is your chance to win a signed photo by President Trump himself. That's right. Not only will you be taking a stand against the radical left, you'll be entering to win a piece of history. All you have to do is text the word photo to 55404 today to enter. That's photo to 55404. Join me in standing up for President Trump and canceling the radical left once and for all. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. So let me give you a little background here, a little book learning on what it takes to pass a funding bill in the United States Senate. All you need are 60 votes. That's it. 60 votes. Now, there was an opportunity yesterday to stop these vaccine mandates. There was an opportunity. the Republicans, Ted Cruz in the Senate, Chip Roy in the House of Representatives, were concocting this plan to shut down the government. And again, this was about a spending bill. And in the spending bill, they wanted to insert legislation, wording that would have stopped the government from forcing these mandates on people. But Republican leadership stood in the way. And Congressman Chip Roy is just livid over this. As a matter of fact, writing on Twitter, he says, "I am done playing with these asshats." That's what Congressman Chip Roy says about his Republican colleagues in the Senate. Republicans in name only. Now, I promised that we would name names, and we're going to name names. So, according to, there were four no-shows, all right? Four no-show votes. That's all they needed. Now, was it just simply a coincidence that four Republicans decided not to show up? Is that just a coincidence? Well, according to Congressman Chip Roy, it is not. He said that word on the street is that Mitch McConnell coordinated with Chuckie Schumer and gave the green light for when the vote could occur. In other words, all of this was staged. It was all a big show yesterday. And as Congressman Roy says, if you want to take back America, you're going to have to do it by yourselves, people, because you cannot count on Republican leadership. I'm telling you, these Republicans will find a way every single time to screw things up. So here are your rhino traders. And it's really no surprise here. We're going to start in North Carolina, Richard Burr. Then we have Lindsey Graham, Jim Inhofe, and Mitt Willard Romney. Those are the no-shows. And as a result, the mandates stay in place. This is what we have been fighting against on this radio program. That's it. That's what we've been fighting. Oh, by the way, Mitt Romney, speaking of Mitt Romney, is not going to support Senator Mike Lee in his reelection bid. That shows you who Mitt Romney really is in his heart of heart. So, folks, all I can tell you is you've got the power here. You've got the power to send a message to these people and get them voted out of office. That's what you have the power to do. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Want to give you an update on the breaking news here. Kim Potter, remember her? Kim Potter, she's the police officer. She thought she was using her taser gun, and she killed Dante Wright, and she pulled out her service revolver instead. This news just in, she has been sentenced to 16 months behind bars. So she's going to prison for the killing of Dante Wright. The judge handed down the sentence over the objection of prosecutors after Kim Potter apologized to the victim's family. You know, I was watching that court case. The woman is destroyed. She is devastated. Clearly, she is a good and decent person who made a horrible mistake. The judge said that Potter had served her community for 26 years, and hundreds of letters painted a portrait of a woman who touched a lot of people in a good way. The judge said that Potter was clearly remorseful. She showed that today. She showed that when it happened. Now, the sentence range on first-degree manslaughter is, and I'm reading this as the breaking news comes out here, the sentencing range on first-degree manslaughter is slightly more than 6 years to about 8.5. And the judge has some wiggle room. Now, what's going to be interesting is how the city reacts, because there are a lot of people who wanted this woman to be sent to prison for the rest of her life. This happened right outside of Minneapolis, an area called Brooklyn Center. Officer Potter had a 26-year career on the police force, a spotless record. And, of course, all of this was captured on video, and almost immediately the media made this all about race, because she's white, the victim here, a black man. Do you agree with this sentence? I mean, they wanted to throw her in jail for the rest of her life. The judge, and I'm surprised, because this judge was she was pretty tough during the trial. 16 months behind bars for Kimberly Potter. Is that enough? Should she go to jail for more time? 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. ToddStearns.com is the website. Got to check that out. We'll be right back, America. Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. All right, the Twitter world is blowing up, exploding in rage. They wanted Kim Potter, the police officer who shot and killed a black suspect. They wanted her thrown in jail for the rest of her life. The judge, 24 months, 16 in prison, and the left on probation. And she has to pay a $1,000 fine, and people are going bonkers. Let's just hope that the if you own a business in Minneapolis, you might just want to get ready. That's how these things go. I mean, you know what happens when something like this occurs, the peaceful protest break out. And that normally means you need a good insurance policy and a fire extinguisher. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Murph on the line, Germantown, Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Murph, what's going on?
Well, Dr. Starnes, things are going pretty well. I have a commentary on what you're discussing here. A 26-year spotless record, one mistake, and she gets, put on the rack. No one that I can find in the media or whatever you want to call it, has focused any attention on this Wright kid. What was he doing to deserve a police interdiction? Breaking some minor laws, two-bit stuff. All he had to do was sign a ticket and go about his merry way. But obviously, he chose defiance instead of obedience. Now, in our government classes years and years ago, we used to spend a day with a Germantown police officer when we discussed the Bill of Rights, specifically search and seizure, the Fourth Amendment, and the Fifth Amendment about incriminating yourself. And a police officer would spend the day with us, or a detective, and his major theme was, when a police officer asks you a question, tell him the truth, because he already knows the answer. And when you go in the opposite direction, all you do is bring wrath and judgment upon your head, and that's not what police are designed for. That young lady is getting, I guess she's getting a decent sentence for what she did, and she's been remorseful about it and has dutifully repented of the situation. So,
I mean, she's behaving to me, at least, Murph, it just seems to me she's behaving as a person who is incredibly remorseful would behave. I mean, she was horrified. I mean, no doubt she's going to have to pay some sort of a price. And I don't know if 16 months in jail is that price. I mean, the defense was hoping for probation. But for her to be spending the rest of her life in prison would have been a travesty.
Yeah, and like I said, no one is, like we discussed, what was this Wright kid doing to begin with? Why was he in trouble? Why was he there? Why was he violating the law?
Well, he had a warrant. There was a traffic violation, but he actually had a warrant out for his arrest as well. So, I mean, we're not dealing with an Eagle Scout here. We were dealing with somebody who had been involved with some legal issues.
Yeah, his parents ought to be ashamed more than anything. But anyway, that's another story for another day. You take care and keep up the good work.
All right, Murph, appreciate the call. And again, we'll follow the developments here out of Minnesota. But people are pretty enraged over the sentence. And they say it's further evidence of racism in America. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to North Carolina. Mike on the line, WSIC. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, love your show and what
you
do.
Thank you.
Your opening, you're welcome. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good fight. Your opening story was giving rights to dogs and cats, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Well, as I'm listening in shock, I was instantly reminded of an old radio ad, a bit by comedian Jerry Seinfeld. On an aside note, I've never watched a single episode of Seinfeld. Everybody I tell looks at me like I got three eyes. Anyhow, he's a great comedian, certainly respect him. But the commercial went like, oh, you remember talking to Grandpa, and Grandpa says, oh, back in the day, a bread was a nickel, a car was a quarter, et cetera. And then he said, and I'm paraphrasing, he says, well, and this is like 30 years ago, and it sticks in my mind. So he goes, well, what are we going to be telling our grandkids 50 years from now? And then he goes in and says, dogs voting? We had them on chains. And so the bit was a commercial for something, and of course completely ludicrous, but here we are, 2022, and civil rights to dogs and cats. And don't forget the cockatiels. We had a nice cockatiel. I think they deserve equal rights as four-legged creatures, and pretty soon they're going to be able to vote, et cetera, et cetera. So that was my contribution to your
show. Look, it's Mike, I'm telling you, it's years ago, Van Jones was out there advocating for this. And I wrote it was three or four books ago. I wrote a whole chapter about how it was a parody chapter, that if Van Jones's recommendations had become law, that I had been put on trial for the mass genocide of chickens. You know, I love fried chicken, Mike. And it was.
Me too.
The CSI team, they had me dead to rights. You know, they found a bucket of KFC. You know, it was the crime scene was pretty dramatic.
Caught red-handed. Yeah.
That's it. Caught red-handed. Oh, it was finger-licking good. All right, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Enjoy your weekend.
And, you do as well.
Keep up the good fight. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Mike from North Carolina. It's honest to goodness true, folks. That was a fun chapter to write. A lot of people ask me, Todd, who can I trust in the media? That is a great question. A recent study finds Americans just don't trust big media. 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. But the source I trust is Newsmax. I go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time, even download the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I can see it anywhere. Nielsen, by the way, says almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax but they don't watch Fox News. That's huge. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax, and I want to encourage you to start every day with Wake Up America, Rob Finnerty. The team at night is incredible. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcedo, Sean Spicer, Rob Schmidt. The list goes on. And the weekend shows, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, come on. 20 million Americans have already made the switch, and I want you to as well. Watch Newsmax all the time. Trust me, folks. You're never going to go back. All right. Before we go to break, I want to hit the phones again. Craig from Maine, listening to us on WLOB, wants to weigh in on the cats and the dogs. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hey, how are we doing? I just wanted to kind of go over a few things. Now, how far does that go with the animal rights? Now, if, you know, if an animal runs out in the middle of the road or something like that and you hit them, is it murder? At that point, do you go to jail for that? I mean, how far did, where does this go and where does this stop? You know, they're getting health care. We have people on the street that don't have that. So I'm just not understanding how that law is going to help anybody.
My concern is that it gives those dogs and cats more constitutional rights than unborn babies in the state of California. And to your point, Craig, it's a fair question. I mean, let's say, God forbid, you know, you're driving down and you hit a pot. Well, the possums aren't covered, but a cat or a dog would be. I mean, it's conceivable that you might face some sort of a fine or penalty for doing something like that.
Yeah, it blows my mind.
Craig,
I mean.
Oh, I just thought about this, Craig. Wait a second. What's the big rage? It's cultural appropriation, right, among humans, right? Well, what about the furry community? I mean, all those furries, oh, the humans dressing up like dogs and cats. I mean, you know, that could be a civil rights violation.
It could be, there's no line to draw in the sand. There, it's just going to keep going and going. And it is, you know, I thought we were backing ourselves into a corner. You're just opening ourselves up to even worse things that are going to come down the line. I mean, what's next, really?
It's a fair question, Craig, and that's why we need to pay very close attention to what's going on over there. Craig, God bless. Have a great weekend, and thanks for calling in. We were just doing a story a couple of days ago about people who identify now as cats, and they're walking around on all fours and doing Lord knows what, and then you've got the whole furry community. So there are a lot of components to this California legislation you're going to pay attention to, folks. Dante Wright, you're not – I just feel like it's always important to have context. And the left accuses me of racism, Islamophobia, xenophobia, you know, homophobia, the whole nine yards. Whenever I provide context to a very lopsided story here. And as we go through the next, you know, if you're going to watch cable news tonight, you're going to be hearing about Kim Potter and how the judge hates black people and wanted to give Kim Potter a hug. That's what you're going to hear on the news tonight. But you need to understand, and Murph from Germantown raised a great point. Who is Dante Wright? Why was he stopped? Well, first of all, he was stopped because of a traffic violation and an expired tag. You get an expired tag, you're going to get pulled over. I mean, that's going to happen. But it's more than that. He also had a warrant out for an assault case. This is Dante Wright's. And again, I'm not saying this did not give Kim Potter the right to gun the guy down. She made a mistake, a very tragic, horrible mistake. But Dante Wright, he was 20 years old, was involved in the shooting of two of his high school friends. He's also been accused of burglarizing a home. He had previously assaulted and robbed a woman at gunpoint. Jennifer LeMay said Wright shot her son, Caleb Livingston, in the head at a gas station, left him to die. That happened in 2019. Her son cannot speak. He survived. He cannot speak, requires 24/7 care. Another woman says that Wright assaulted her, pointed a gun at her, in 2019, attempted robbery. In 2017, Wright was arrested and charged with felony first-degree burglary of an occupied house. According to the Daily Mail, before Dante Wright was shot and killed by Kim Potter, the police officer, he terrorized his local neighborhood for several years, leaving victims and their families with a lifetime's worth of trauma and suffering. The Daily Mail investigated court records and interviewed many of Mr. Wright's victims. They say he led a life of crime and violence before his death. They said that in addition to the shooting of, he was involved in the shooting of two of his high school friends, the home burglary, the assault, and the robbery. And it led to all sorts. I mean, the media and these activists have portrayed Mr. Wright as some sort of a saint. And the family has as well. And they act as if this is some good church-going young person, when in fact, by the way, all over social media had photos of himself waving around guns and calling all sorts of chaos. So it's important for you to understand a little bit of context, a little bit of background on who this guy really is, because all of that seems to get lost in this. And don't forget that at the time that he was pulled over, there was an active warrant for his arrest. Let's go to the phones real quick here. Keith in North Carolina, listening to us on the Talk Station, wants to weigh in. All right, Keith, what's going on?
Hello, Todd. Thank you for taking my call. And by the way, I've been smoking butts. We're having them tomorrow at the Marine Corps outpost.
Is that right? So you're smoking butts at the Marine Corps outpost?
No, I smoked them here all night long. Woo! In the rain, and I forgot how difficult that was.
That can be difficult.
But the thing is that it's for veterans. The reason that I called is what you have addressed right now is something the mainstream press has, I believe, intentionally ignored. They never discuss why the person was engaged in the initial altercation in the first place. Now, I've been arrested several times for contempt of court and a few other times for other things. Been in jail 8.5 times. I never resisted arrest. I just said, okay, write me the ticket, and I'll deal with it in court. But most of these incidences that we have had from George Floyd, from Michael Brown, from the guy up in New York that was selling Lucy's, none of this would have occurred had the individual just said, okay, write me the ticket. I'll go to court and we'll argue about it. Every one of these people were fighting back for one reason or another.
Oh, sure.
And what do you expect the police to do other than to defuse the situation?
It's a great point you're bringing up here, Keith, and that's why it's so important, and I appreciate the call. We're going to have to run for a break here. That's why it's important to provide context, and that's what we do on this program. And then you can make a decision, an informed decision, about what really went down. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for folks like me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Now, Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time with any purchase, you also get Mike's soft cover book free when you use the promo code STARNS. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. Along with this offer, you're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS.
All right, folks, let's get right back to those phones. Ernie in North Carolina, over on the Talk Station, Morehead City area. Ernie, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about this poor police officer that made a tragic mistake. I would think that after 20-some-odd years of police service that if she showed any tendency towards bigotry or dislike of blacks, it would have come out.
Oh, no doubt about that, Ernie, but it didn't. Yeah. She had a spotless record. There is no doubt in my mind that what happened was a horrible accident.
Yes, and it happened in the heat of the moment, and I think we've all done things in the heat of the moment that we regret. But the other thing I was thinking about, the poor woman worked pretty much her whole useful career towards a pension, and I'm sure that's gone.
Well, yes, but and it is gone. And you know what? That should be the case. I mean, if you can't tell the difference between your taser and your service revolver, and there is a difference. I mean, the one weighs much more than the other, then you do need to suffer some sort of a consequence. I have no problem with her losing her job.
But we go back to the heat of the moment thing, and
sure,
it was a huge mistake. But the justice system's work, they just couldn't let her say, I'm sorry, it was a huge mistake, and just let her go at that. So,
it's not the justice system. That's mob rule right there, Ernie, mob rule.
Well, I think in this day and age, that serves as justice, and that's about as best as she could be expected to be treated.
Ernie, got to run. Thank you for calling, and hate to cut that short. Al Sharpton, during the funeral, called Dante Wright the Prince of Brooklyn Center. But that was clearly not the case at all. We're talking about a guy who was a very bad dude. It was a tragic thing that happened, but now you know the rest of the story. Folks, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Now is your chance to enter to win one of six signed photos of President Trump. These were hand-signed by the president, and soon one could be hanging in your house. When President Trump signed these photos, he wanted to make sure all his supporters had the chance to get one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text PHOTO to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photo of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You'll get an exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text PHOTO to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photo. You don't want to miss this opportunity, folks. Our contest ends soon, paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks. Good to have you with us. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program on this Friday. As we told you in the last hour, word came down from Minneapolis, the verdict, the judge deciding that Kim Potter, the police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright, will spend 16 months in jail. It's a two-year sentence, 16 of those behind bars, and the people are going bonkers. As I told you, do not be surprised if things take an ugly turn, and sure enough, there are already people calling for violence on social media. This item, I hope y'all know we going straight to that mall. It means we ride at dawn, so board them store windows back up. And others are already calling for acts of violence in response to this sentencing, which they wanted her thrown in jail for the rest of her life. So we're going to get to your calls on that. I know we have Bill in Cordova, Daniel in Gainesville, Georgia. Hang tight, guys. We're going to get to that. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to talk with our friend from Newsmax TV, Hogan Gidley. Hogan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Todd, thanks so much. I am coming to you live from the airport in the swamp, trying to get out of here. I've got some speeches and some conversations to have with the good folks over in the great state of North Carolina this weekend. So if you hear some ambient noise and some announcements overhead, I can't do anything about that. It's just the life of going back and forth, trying to fix our elections, being in airports constantly.
I understand you're out there doing the Lord's work, as they say, Hogan, and so we appreciate that. I want to switch gears real quick. We've been weighing in on this Kim Potter situation, but there are so many other stories of importance, not the least of which what's happening, honestly, across our northern border. Now we're hearing that truckers in America are getting ready to stage their own freedom convoy called the People's Convoy. What's going on here, Hogan, and what should we pay attention to that's happening up in Canada?
I think that what's happening in Canada and Australia and America is that people are getting sick and tired of being dictated to in a country that, allows for personal freedoms. And you're seeing a complete repudiation and rejection of Democrat policies, definitely ones on COVID. There's no rhyme or reason to it. In fact, one of the best tweets I saw the day before D.C. dropped its mask mandate and its vaccine passport mandate was someone who said, "Today I cannot eat in a restaurant in Washington, D.C. Tomorrow I can because, you know, science." It made me laugh because there is nothing they can point to from a scientific data standpoint or new measurements or metrics with COVID. In fact, in a lot of these areas, they're much higher now than they were before because of the Omicron variant, and they're still deciding to take down masks and vaccine passports because they know politically it's an untenable position for them to hold. The American people are sick and tired of it. That's why these truckers are revolting. That's why the American truckers are looking at what Canada's doing and say, you know what? We need to stand up for our freedoms too. And so I expect a lot more of this before it begins to subside at all.
And I think the people are gonna remember on election day what the Democrats did to them. I know that the country, we've got a bad track record of having a short-term memory, but do you think that voters are gonna remember?
I'm so glad you asked this question. I was talking to someone in Mississippi, the other day, Oxford, of course, as you know, that's where I went to college. And I was having a conversation. And I said the same thing you just did, where I think people just have short memories. This person told me, because he has three children, two in college, one in high school, and said, "Hogan, I am telling you right now, they won't forget. Their childhoods were stolen from them 2 years. They couldn't go to junior prom, senior prom. Now one's in college. They're having problems with masks there. They can't go to class there." He said, "Never forget." And he said, I "far be it for me to give you political advice doing this for so many years as you have, Hogan." He said, "But you need to remind people who did this to you. And it's the left and it's the Democrat Party." And I think, if I'm being optimistic here, I think a vast majority of the American people, including these moms and these families, remember this was not Republicans. This was the sole effort and the sole issue that Democrats pushed upon them as families and their own children.
Yeah, I was listening earlier today. A buddy of mine, he is a talk host out in Sacramento. And they've lifted the indoor mask mandates. And so he was at a hot dog joint. I know exactly where he was, at the Wienery, which is a great hot dog joint in Sacramento. But he walked in there and without a mask, and he was talking to the owner, and he said, "You know, I don't know why, but I just feel good, not wearing a mask." And the owner was like, "I know what you're talking about. I can't describe it, but it just feels like we're getting back to normal." And then both of them have young kids, and they said, the reality is our kids have not known this as the normal. If you've got a 7 or 8 year old kid, they've spent, 2 years of their life having to wear a mask wherever they go.
I know, and I was even thinking myself, just walking down the street, taking it off, to me it felt odd, because they'd kind of indoctrinated even those of us who didn't like the mandates and didn't want them. It feels odd without a mask. It shows you how quickly a country, a generation, can be indoctrinated, and how quickly people can give up their freedoms to a government that says, they have their best interest at heart, when that's not true. The government doesn't know your children. The government doesn't know your grandchildren. They don't know you. They couldn't care less about your family structure. In fact, oftentimes their policies work to erode that family structure. But in all seriousness, you know, I think the American people are starting to get back to understanding what it's like to have those freedoms. And I don't just mean from a tyrannical government. I also mean from the masks. When you take it off and you're outside, you can feel the breeze hit your face. You can see other people. You can see their expressions. It just works better just from a mental standpoint, but also just from a practical standpoint. And so I think the people in this country, once they get a taste of that freedom, I think they're going to grab back a hold of it and not let go.
I'm with you. And ultimately, that's what the Freedom Convoy is all about. And, you know, it's tough in Canada because they do not have free speech there. I mean, there are some pretty significant laws on the books, and it's tough. And not to mention the Second Amendment issues. But I'm excited to see the truckers here in America rising up and wanting to send a message to their elected leaders.
Yeah, me too. And look, if anywhere is going to lead the world in the push for freedom, it ought to be America. When you see people taking down mask mandates and not masking their children in places like Ireland and England, you start to wonder if Ireland and England are out America-ing America. And they have been now for several months, even for the better part of a year. It's time for America to step up and lead the world in democracy and show that we still stand for freedom.
I'm with you. And Hogan, I'm telling you, when you look at the polling data and that god-awful poll for Biden, where less than 34% of the country actually approve of the job he's doing, that tells me that Democrats are bracing for what could be, an apocalyptic event for their party in the fall.
I sure hope so. I think, again, it's the policies that matter to the American people, and they're impacting our Joe Biden's policies, our citizenry, in a negative way. And you can't get around that. These aren't happening to Joe Biden. These are his policies that are making it impossible to pay for gas and for groceries. And I do think the American people are going to remember that in November.
All right. Well, Hogan, safe travels out there, and some exciting news. If you fly back into Memphis, the brand new concourse has opened up. You know, they haven't done anything to that airport in, 60 years, and it looks amazing.
I was just there, and I couldn't believe how it looked. So hopefully the new concourse is done. I can't wait to get out there.
They just got to put a barbecue joint back in there, and we'll be back to normal. All right, Hogan, God bless. Take care now.
God bless. Thank you.
All right. Hogan Gidley from Newsmax, everybody, out there traveling around and doing his part to save this country from the Democrats. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going right to the phones. Bill in Tennessee, Daniel in Georgia want to weigh in on this Kim Potter verdict. They're already beginning to brace for what could happen as a result of this decision by the judge sending Kim Potter to jail 16 months, and people are enraged over this. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, good to have you back with us on this Friday edition of the program. Let's get right to the phones, 844-747-8868. A lot of folks weighing in on this Kim Potter decision. Daniel, Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Hey, Daniel, what's on your mind?
Real quick, Todd, first off, love your show. If Officer Potter was sentenced 2 years in what was admittedly an accidental shooting, don't you think maybe Alec Baldwin's getting a little bit nervous about his situation?
Well, that could be. That's a fair point. But Alec Baldwin has not even taken responsibility. He has expressed no remorse and said he's not responsible.
Well, whether he admits responsibility or not, is beside the point. It was an accidental shooting, and maybe everybody ought to be held to the same standards. I know police officers are held to a higher standard and should be, but the person that Alec Baldwin shot didn't have a rap sheet that was 5 pages long. These police officer situations take me back, being fresh out of the holiday season, to a movie, It's a Wonderful Life, to a scene where Jimmy Stewart, in his alternate reality there, jumps up and punches Ward Bond in the face. And Ward Bond, what does he do? Jimmy Stewart's running off. Ward Bond pulls out his gun and he fires off about four rounds. And it just makes me think we have hamstrung our law enforcement officers the same way we've hamstrung our education professionals. And we have just made it so that they cannot do their jobs.
Daniel, I may stir the pot here a little. I don't think she needed to go to jail. This was an accident. Should she have been fired? I got no problems with that at all. I think that's reasonable. But if Dante, and the issue here is if Dante Wright had done as he was instructed to do, then he would still be alive. But there was a fight with the police officers. That's why Kim Potter pulled out what she thought was the taser. So clearly there was something else going on here. So it's not as if she just casually walked up and shot the guy. He was fighting with police officers. And at that point, when you decide you want to fight with a police officer, all bets are off.
There's a mentality in this country that when you wake up in the morning, there is a chance you might get shot by a police officer. And I just don't believe that that's the case. I believe that people make the choice on how they behave. And 100% of the opportunity to put yourself in a situation of that happening is on the individual himself or herself. I think that we need to reevaluate things in this country. It's come to a ridiculous point.
Daniel, thanks for the call. I know people here in the Memphis area. I mean, we're living in some very difficult days here in Memphis because the Democrats will not give the police officers the resources they need to fight crime. We're down almost 700 police officers from our complement. So a lot of people in places that are, I would say Whitehaven, which is, it's a beautiful, just once beautiful area of Memphis, now riddled with crime. There are people in Whitehaven who will drive miles away just to fill up their gas tanks because they're afraid of going to the neighborhood gas station because they might get carjacked. And this is a reality all over our city. So I mean, people don't want to talk about the war on police officers. They don't want to talk about that. Hey, let's go to Cordova, Tennessee. Bill listening to us on KWAM. All right, Bill, what's on your mind?
Good morning again, Todd. It was nice to see you guys again this morning and everything. But wanted to weigh in on this Kim Potter verdict. I think that, as I was telling Grace, I think it goes a lot deeper than just her and a gun and an accidental shooting. This is a culture of disrespect in our country that's been created by our government, by members of former government people like the Obama administration, who basically said in no uncertain terms to like the Baltimore rioters to continue doing what you're doing. You don't have to defy, you can defy authority. You don't have to listen to people. And it's been an underlying message for about 12, 15 years. Now, we had problems before Obama. Don't get me wrong. I'm not blaming everything on him. But I think his administration and that time period really propagated all of this stuff that we're having happen today. It just weakened our respect system for law enforcement and military, and it's given these people an emboldened power to do whatever they want to do because they don't have to face any consequences. And that's why Dante Wright resisted arrest and ran and fought that officer like he did. Because he was taught somewhere along the line that he didn't have to listen to authority.
Now, Bill, here in Memphis, there is going to be a brutal political fight. The district attorney, Amy Weirich, who is one of the few whites in leadership, a leadership position, she has come under attack by George Soros and his organization. They're accusing her of putting just hundreds and hundreds of black people behind bars. And they're saying they've got the percentages, you know, 98% or whatever of all the people she's thrown in jail are black. Well, the reason why is that's who's committing the crime. But what they fail to realize and what they fail to talk about, and this is the argument the Republicans ought to be making in Memphis, is that 98% of the victims are black. So the argument should be that Amy Weirich, who is the district attorney, the only Republican in a high elected position in this area, that Amy Weirich is actually defending the black victims of crime. But they don't want to have that conversation. They want to make this all about race. And it's not about race. Everybody that lives in this town and every other town in America, Bill, they want to be able to send their kids out to the park and not have to worry about them getting shot or kidnapped or something worse.
Right. Black males make up 6% of the population in this country, and they commit 44% of the crimes. That's a statistic. It's a fact. And that's why we have higher numbers of black incarcerations. It's a sad thing, but again, that goes back to me to government policy that was put in place decades ago that created homeless environments for these children, fatherless environments, and they had no guidance, no decent upbringing, because everything was about getting that next paycheck from the government and having more kids so you could get it. And this all these policies brought us to the point where we are here today. And Todd, every one of them are Democrat policies.
Oh, every single one of them. Bill, got to run. Appreciate the call. Good to see you this morning. Always nice when our listeners drop by the station to say howdy do. We love that. But folks, again, you've got to pay attention and you've got to understand the context of everything. When you hear reports, oh my goodness, a white district attorney is putting in 98% of the people she's put in jail are black. Okay, well, that was who committed the crimes. But then you look and realize that 98% of the victims were black. So she's actually doing her job, and she's protecting the good law-abiding citizens of Memphis, black and white and Hispanic and Asian. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back, America. Folks, now more than ever, it is so vitally important that we support companies, businesses that share our values. And that's why we support Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they're doing some great stuff. They're out there. We're going to have a chance to meet them over at CPAC next week, and you're going to be able to hear from the owners of Patriot Mobile, and we're going to get them on the program next week. Great, great people offering an incredible service. So many of you guys have already reached out to me, and I want to hear from, if you haven't reached out to me, let me know how you like the Patriot Mobile wireless service. They have the broadest nationwide coverage, and they have plans to fit any budget, along with great discounts for veterans and first responders. PatriotMobile.com/Todd if you'd like to get more information. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. And if you want to give them a call, they have a U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Use my promo code Todd. They're also going to give you free activation and a free gift. All right, new numbers coming out from the Border Patrol, and it's not good. During the month of January, they apprehended 153,941 people at the border. That's nearly double the numbers back in 2020, the worst January at the border in over 20 years. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Congressman Andy Biggs, joins us. Congressman, your reaction to those numbers?
Well, it's outrageous, of course, but this is what we expected, something very similar to this, because the Biden team, they have done nothing, but emasculate policies that worked, and they're not making any changes, as we've seen record numbers last year. So while I'm aghast and agog, I'm not surprised.
And the reality is the people that it hurts the most initially are, in fact, those people, those Americans who live in the border states. But we also know that they're shipping all of these illegals to places all over America. So everybody's feeling the pain, but not as much as the people in, for example, states like yours, Arizona.
That's right. We're in the front line of it. And I was talking to one of the local sheriffs last night for a bit, and they're he was telling me about the amazing work that they're trying to do, but everybody thinks of this as just individuals. Don't forget that we're talking about massive amounts of drugs that are coming through, and so you got drugs coming through. They're going all over. Then you have some of the violent criminal types. So if you've been able to see this, you're finding a lot of these folks coming through in places like Tucson, in the Tucson sector, which has the highest drug and the bad guys, the gotaway numbers are in my state.
Congressman, we've been following some shenanigans going on in the Senate. They came within two votes of defunding Joe Biden's vaccine mandates. The word we're getting, and Congressman Chip Roy is alleging this as well, is that McConnell reached an agreement with Schumer, and so Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney, Richard Burr, and Jim Inhofe were not there to vote, which defeated the whole thing. People are very upset about this, but they're also pointing out that had that succeeded, it would also have defunded the Border Patrol. What's going on here? And I think the average American is just really throwing their hands up in frustration with all of this political nonsense.
Yeah, so what people need to understand is it would have been a technical defunding of not just the Border Patrol, but the government, because they would have basically shut down the government. The amendments themselves were righteous amendments. Those are good amendments. They were necessary. This notion that it would have shut down the Border Patrol, that is a talking point from the establishment and the Democrats, because the reality is this was to continue the short-term spending for another 30 days. We're going to go through the same ritual, the same rigmarole in 30 days. And, this was deliberate. I mean, it looks deliberate. Looks deliberate, doesn't it? I mean, that they would set it up this way, but to make this argument, oh, well, yeah, you would have defunded the Border Patrol. No. The Border Patrol would have continued just like everybody else in government would have continued. We took care of a lot of that previously in previous shutdowns. But this was their choice, their call to make, and they chose to make these deals to keep funding the government.
They took a pass.
They took a pass. They walked away.
I mean, that tells you a lot about the state of affairs in the United States Senate, and that's a sad thing. But you know what? That's leadership. They follow their leadership, and that's what their leadership wanted, and that's what they got.
Yeah. I mean, but here's the good news, of course, is you had the vast majority. I mean, like, what, in one vote it was 47, one vote it was 46 Republicans made the right vote. But then you had these few folks walk away. And ultimately, then they passed this short-term spending bill. Now, the very notion that you're in a short-term spending bill, which is what we've done, I haven't seen ever a real budget since I've been in Congress. That shows you how broken the process is, because we should be doing a real annual budget every year, and that's not what's happening.
Congressman Chip Roy summed it up like this, and then I want you to weigh in on the Freedom Convoys. He says, I am done playing with these asshats. So,
but believe me, Todd, he was giving me some a piece of his mind all day yesterday about his our colleagues across the compound there in Washington, D.C.
Good for. I'm glad somebody is. I'll tell you that much. Real quick on these freedom convoys, the crackdown is underway. Late last night, they arrested a couple of the organizers. They're threatening to take away the children of the truckers, their pets. And now we understand they're going around threatening arrest and handing out fines for people who do not leave Ottawa.
Yeah, I mean, this is the words that come to my mind are evil, tyrannical, authoritarianism, and quite frankly, we begin to look and say, what's happened to Canada? Their leaders there have really crossed the Rubicon into authoritarianism, and Trudeau, he should be, the vote of no confidence should be taken immediately. This is a guy who's abusing basically what is a civil and a peaceful protest. That's a right of assembly, right to speak. I mean, they have this, they have the notion of those same rights in Canada, and he's basically usurping those rights and acting like a total tyrant.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And the word is a people's convoy is going to be mobilizing and driving across America, urging truckers to get involved. That ought to be quite a sight to behold on American highways and byways.
I'd love to see it. I would love to see it because it would be just a great clarion call to millions and millions of Americans. And it would also light a fire, I hope, under the Biden administration and the left wingers that are basically controlling the country right now.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Hope you have a great weekend, sir.
Thanks, Todd. You too. Thanks.
All right, Congressman Andy Biggs there in the great state of Arizona. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. We are opening up the phone lines for the rest of this hour. Open Line Friday. That means whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us. ToddStarnes.com is our great website. Lots of great stories for you to read there. Videos. You can download our podcast. You can also download our newsletter. It comes out every day or just a few minutes after the show concludes, about 3:05 Eastern. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's start with Ronnie in Salem, Oregon, listening to us on KYKN. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Oh, we got a whole bunch of things cooking in my state. You know, let the criminals become more empowered than everything else. Let the illegal aliens and child trafficking keep continuing in my state without the states or federal support. Because, you know, we got to make sure we diversify America, you know. What you're going through down there, my God bless the district attorney down there in Memphis, we're going through in this state. The emasculating of our youth, emasculating of our law enforcement, justice has not been done. We have a law that they're trying to pass in my state by Representative Janelle Bynum of Portland area. And she's black like I am. You know me. I don't care about color. I'm just an American first. And we all part of the human race in God's eyes.
Amen to that.
And the thing is this, go through, you know, how do you determine if somebody's a criminal? I mean, you see shadiness, you see somebody got us painted up Honda, busted windows and looking creepy, got glasses on in the middle of the night, no headlights on. If I was law enforcement, that'd be probable cause for me, or bust a taillight to pull that vehicle over. She wants to take away that power from law enforcement.
Really?
Even further. Yes! Right out here in the Jezebel Crow state of Oregon, that lockdown number two behind, Fear himself, Pierre Trudeau of Canada. We have to make sure we have, people got to stand up. You know what I'm going to do? And like I told Republicans, if you don't get a backbone, I will help you because God's going to give it to me. I'm going to go down and see Pastor Murillo down in his tent revival. We're going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. We're going to come back. We're going to knock on some doors through my precincts and other precincts, and we're going to get the tide turning back because we need lions and lionesses, bears and grizzlies, and we need mama bears to protect their cubs in schools. And if we don't, I lived through this 50 years ago with Maxine Waters with she was the deputy assistant for my city councilman, and watched L.A., north side of South Central, middle class, go to crap.
That's
just
it.
Like what you're seeing in Whitehaven down there. And it's insulting, dishonorable.
Got
and
it.
I don't care what color. If you people don't get off your butt and get participatory in your local, county, and city governments, you won't have a city. You let the criminals in, you let the drugs run, and you'll go through, and then you're going to say, somebody's got to do lifting, but you'll give up your liberties for security. And I'm not going to go through that again.
I like it.
The glory.
Amen.
Don't give up, amen. Don't give up, Todd. You are the light. You're a big lion that's bringing out the big beacon of truth. Do never waver. And I hope you will come out here to my area. If you do, I'm in the Republican Party in Polk County. Come on out. We will invite you. Be nice to have a little dinner with you sometime.
Hey, now, that right there, we're going to make that happen, Ronnie. I can promise you that. So we're working on a West Coast swing, and we're going to give you advance warning, and maybe we can grab a meal together. That'd be fun.
I'd be honorable to do that. May God bless you, Todd. Keep doing what you're doing. God bless the truckers of Canada, and hopefully the rest of the people will open up their eyes, get the scales off their eyes, walk to the light, get the feel of the spirit of what made this country great. It's the people, our faith, and accountability. If you take away one of those three things, that three-legged stool, we won't have a country. May God bless you and keep you, sir.
All right, Ronnie. Well, that was a great sermon right there. God bless you, my friend. And as a matter of fact, speaking of that, we've got a great guy coming on the program next week. He's running for office. His name is Fred Tappan, and he wants to represent that area we were talking about. Whitehaven, Tennessee, wants to represent that predominantly black district, and he's a black Republican conservative, and we're excited to have him on. Just has a great story. And this is, but again, we're not about race, like Ronnie just said. The left made it about race, but we're not about it. All right, let's go. You know, let's stay in Oregon. We've got Charlie on the line from KYKN. Hey, Charlie, how are you today?
Doing really good. I sure as heck can't speak like Ronnie did, but
wow.
I wanted to bring up the craziness also that's going on in Oregon. You're talking about the law that they either passed or wanting to pass in California about the animals. Well, Oregon just recently is going to be having to vote on whether or not we want to criminalize people for killing of animals, which includes killing for food, hunting, fishing, and most breeding practices, such as artificial inseminating animals. They want to criminalize that as a sexual assault to animals.
What?
And then that even goes so far as fishing, trapping, and pest control. So, like, if you have mice in your house and you want them gone, you're supposed to capture them and release them back outside. You cannot kill them.
What, you know, Charlie, we're going to have to come to Oregon. We're going to have to mobilize everybody against this nonsense. Unbelievable.
Yep, I'd be more than happy to have you here, just like Ronnie. We need every help we can get.
Yeah, wow. Okay, we're going to look into that law. But there is a fringe group out there, and they've got a lot of power. And you know, a lot, and the reason why they get power, Charlie, is that people just dismiss them as being Looney Tune. But the problem is these Democrats, they embrace folks like that. So we're going to look into that Oregon law. There may be something bigger going on around here. But the idea that you can't even, you know, exterminate mice from your home, geez, Lou.
Well, you know what PETA stands for, don't you?
I'm all ears, Charlie.
People eating tasty animals.
Delicious. Delicious. I like mine with barbecue sauce.
Of course.
All right, Charlie. God bless. Have a great weekend. Grace, I think we just pretty much committed to going to Oregon.
Hey, I've never been there.
Hey, the last time I was there, Michelle Malkin, Dinesh D'Souza, and I on the stage together.
Quite the trio.
At the Portland Convention Center there in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Man, did we trigger some people.
Oh, I bet you did.
That was a lot of fun. They had about, I'd say about 1,000 conservatives, and it was a lot of fun. And you know why? Because those people are hardcore. You want to be a conservative in Oregon, you better have some thick skin.
Dang.
I like them.
Cool.
We need more conservatives like the conservatives out there in Oregon.
I like Ronnie.
Ronnie's a good guy.
He gets me fired up.
I bet he knows where to find some good barbecue joints.
In Oregon?
In Oregon.
They're out there. Okay.
I get in trouble with the barbecue stuff all the time because I'm a dry rub guy, but yeah. I'm ecumenical. So I know that here in Memphis, some people take offense at that. You know, but dry rub is my preference. But you know, as long as it's good barbecue, I'm not a dry rub kind of gal. Sweet baby Ray's.
Yeah, it's okay.
What do you mean it's okay? That's great barbecue
it's
sauce.
It's good. Well, I have a lot of local options around here.
I put that on a tuna fish sandwich.
Ew.
Okay, maybe not tuna.
Ew.
But it's still that good. I'm just saying.
Hope no one was eating while you said that.
Speaking of that, Grace Baker, I have a bone to pick with somebody. So, again, our good friend from the Wolf River Popcorn Company brings by these huge bags of their incredible popcorn. And they're gone.
Yeah. I might have had a little bit to do.
So you know what happened?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Go down there looking for some caramel corn. Nothing.
Just nothing.
By the way, folks, we do have in our live show blog, we'll post a link, Wolf River Popcorn Company. You got to go check them out. Great friends. They're not paying us to say it. They're a family-owned company, and they've got the best popcorn in America. I'm telling you.
It's amazing.
Hands down. I go for the caramel corn, but they have other flavors that people eat. What have they got? The cheddar?
And they've got a barbecue one.
Oh, yes. And it's a Memphis. Everything. These are all unique spices and stuff they've created here in Memphis.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Family owned, family operated, and they are conservative. And best of all, they're a good Christian family, and they put a good Christian phrase on every single package of the popcorn. Folks, hey, got to take a break here. That gives you time to go order some popcorn. And also check out our website, toddstearns.com. Stick around. Hour 3 coming up next.